Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
From layered parfait creations to sizzling salsas to whole meals made from dips, we've got another dip exploration today as we count down to Super Bowl Sunday with Dan Pashman, host of WNYC's Sporkful podcast and author of Eat More Better, How to Make Every Bite More Delicious. And Dan's final dip genre is for low-energy types who like to stir it, heat it, and forget it. Today, Dan's choice?
Slow cooker dips. Let's talk about slow cooker dips. Nobody doesn't like a slow cooker. They're like the Willie Nelson of kitchen appliances. Of course, you can put chili in a slow cooker, and chili can double as a dip. If you want to do that, I recommend you put the chili in short, wide-mouth cups like teacups or rocks glasses so people can take a single serving and also dip comfortably. But today's daily dip is tomato soup. Now, I know that's going to be controversial. People say, a soup isn't a dip. That's crazy. But it's not crazy. Do you ever dip something into tomato soup or any other soup? When you dip something into something else, the thing you're dipping into becomes a dip. A dip is just a word that explains how you're using the food. It doesn't have to describe the food itself. If you spread hummus on a falafel sandwich, it's a spread. If you dip a cucumber into it, it's a dip. So I stand by my choice of today's daily dip, tomato soup. And the chip we're going to dip into it, also controversial, because it's grilled cheese. What better to dip into tomato soup than grilled cheese? Just make sure you cut the grilled cheese up into small, conveniently edible pieces. You can even carve them into fun shapes like footballs or the logo of your favorite team. Grilled cheese carving is one of my favorite pastimes.
Send us your favorite dip recipes and combinations. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And tomorrow I'll have Dan in the studio to go through some of your recipes and decide on an ultimate dip for Super Bowl Sunday.
Now dip it into sauce. You scoop it up. Dip back again. Chips forward. Bread ahead. Try to ingest it. It's not too late to dip it.